Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth. Word of Mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Dartmouth Idol is the Ivy League College's version of the ultra-popular TV show and singing competition. It may also be one of the few venues where you'll see future world leaders rapping Black Eyed Peas.
I'm here rooting for my idols, hope you're giving all they got. So come on, let's go, the show is out of control. The house is hot tonight, go, go, be green, go, go.
That was current World Bank President Jim Yong Kim performing with some help from Auto-Tune at the 2011 Idol when he was president of Dartmouth. What would Simon say?
I hated everything. I mean, it was just awful. I don't want to hear you sing anything again. Seriously, it was that bad.
After a crowded field of contestants, the final round of this year's Dartmouth Idol is on stage tomorrow at the Spalding Auditorium. And joining us now are Phoebe Bodartha and Nathaniel Graves, two of the finalists. Hello, Phoebe and Nathaniel.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. Along with the show's producer and the music director, Walt Cunningham. Walt, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm guessing that you're not going to Dartmouth just to perform in Dartmouth Idol. So, Phoebe, you're in class of 15. What are you studying?
I am majoring in Arabic and government. So besides any of the singing activities I'm involved in, that's essentially what I spend most of my time doing here.
Is this your first time on stage, though? I guess you've had a little experience, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So I was in the Dartmouth finals last year, and I'm in an a cappella group at Dartmouth called the Dartmouth Dodecaphonics. In high school, I sang mostly in a cappella and high school choir, and then I was also involved in founding a music program in New Haven for two inner city schools. And in addition to that, I have sung the national anthem a few times. To name some of the places, I've sung it at Times Square and Madison Square Garden and Met City Field.
Okay, I guess that's why you're at Dartmouth. You're so young and you're already so accomplished. Nathaniel, how about you? You're a senior. What are you studying?
I'm a music major, actually, and an African Diaspora Studies minor. I spend a lot of my time in the hop. I'm part of the Dartmouth Gospel Choir and the Glee Club.
How are you feeling, though? Are you nervous about tomorrow night?
No, I'm really excited. It's going to be such an amazing show. I mean, it's just the whole process has been great. Getting to work with other Dartmouth artists and getting to work with Walt. Usually I'm more on the production side of things and doing more of the behind-the-scenes work. It's really nice to be working with a band of such caliber and be working with artists of such caliber like Phoebe.
No, I'm the lucky one here.
No, not at all.
Well, Walt, there are six finalists left now. I understand the largest number of students advanced to the semifinal round ever. And you said you've been doing this 6 years. Well, why do you think so many this time?
Do you know, I tell you, I think what's happening is, and this is exciting, and I spoke with the president of the college, the quality of student ability and talent is just increasing. I think one of the reasons it's increasing is that students are getting more of an opportunity for interface with not only professionals, but I think they then, it's like iron sharpening iron. I think that they work one another, and what you literally saw in the semifinals is after each contestant performed, it was like, okay, oh my goodness. The last three before me, they really raised the bar, so I've got to do better. And so I think that you see this combination of on campus, people in general are just really aspiring to give high-level performances. And so I think it's a combination of having been exposed to the professional artists that you know, not just myself but my colleagues bring on campus, in addition to the students working and motivating each other to reach levels of performance that are just unheard of.
And I understand that there's actually a live band going to be performing with the singers?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's a 18 or 19 piece this year. And one of the things I tell students and I tell people who want to come, that this collection and this size of an instrumentation backing, I can tell you don't see too often anymore, period. Mm. I mean, unless you go to some of the big Hollywood productions, the Grammys, the Oscars, we have some of the biggest musical live production that you're going to see in a show that happens.
Phoebe, I'd love to go back to you. Tell me a little bit about what got you to go on stage for Idol. What spurred you to compete in this?
Well, a big part of the reason why I decided to participate in Dartmouth Idol again this year was because of how wonderful the experience was last year. So, you know, this year I wasn't sure whether I would participate again because I wanted to make sure that a lot of musicians and singers on campus had the chance to benefit from being in this. But I had spoke with Walt and he had, you know, blessed bless me for trying out again and encourage me to do that. So here I am, and it's been awesome so far.
I'd like to hear a little bit of one of your earlier performances. This is Phoebe Bodartha performing on Dartmouth Idol.
What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby, what goes around comes back around. There was a time I thought that you did everything right. No lies, no wrong. Boy, I must have been out of my mind. So when I think of the time that I almost loved you, you showed your ass and I saw the real you. Thank God you blew it. Thank God I dodged a bullet. I'm so over you. So baby, good looking out. I wanted you bad. I'm so through with that.
Phoebe Bodartha there singing the song Best Thing I Never Had by Beyonce. Pretty daring choice of Beyonce there, Phoebe. You sound terrific.
Thank you.
How'd you choose the song?
I think one of the reasons why I enjoyed doing Dartmouth Idol and working with Walt so much is because he kind of brings that side out of me. So he says, you know, if you've ever had a desire to sing a song that is challenging in that way or makes you kind of tap into a sassier side of yourself, this is the time to do it.
We're talking with Phoebe Bodartha and Nathaniel Graves. They're two finalists who will be performing tomorrow in Dartmouth Idol. And the musical director and founder or creator of this event, Walter Cunningham, is also with us from Dartmouth. Walt, do all the students get your coaching?
Yep. It's mandatory. And I tell students that if they don't feel like they did their best, then I'm not successful. So I think I've earned that trust and they believe it. And so often, I will challenge them. And at times, that means that I turn into this gregarious, sometimes crazy, sometimes what appears to be unhinged Walt. But it ends up getting the results from them. And I love why I do it. It makes the job fun.
Either of you guys ever see that, Walt?
Oh, yeah.
From time to time.
3.5 years of it. No, but it's a good Walt. It's a good work. It definitely challenges us and pushes us forward, makes us grow as artists.
Let's hear a bit from your earlier performance, Nathaniel. This is Nathaniel Graves performing Scream by Usher.
Now if you want to scream.
Nathaniel taking it to the bridge there. That's a daring choice, too. This is such an idle question. What goes into choosing a song for you?
Oh, wow. I train classically, and I sing gospel, and I dabble in jazz a lot. So that's a pop song, and that was completely out of my ballpark. But I think working in all three of those genres has really allowed me to develop as an artist to be comfortable switching gears and switching directions. And so Walt really encouraged me to do Scream. We were looking at an Usher song to do, and I think Scream worked. And then that high note that I did was something that I was not planning on doing. But Walt pulled me off the stage during semifinals, and he was like, do the note. You have to do the note. There was some debate on
he didn't want to do the note. And I said to him, I go, look. I said, you need to trust me. Do the note.
And do you kind of get your Beyonce on when you're doing a song like that, Phoebe? You know, hands on hip?
Well, it's definitely something I've had to work on. Last year, I think, I was told kind of after the show that in some ways my physical stage presence was different than what was coming out of my mouth at the time. And so then this year during semifinals, I really tried to, you know, have my hands on my hip and kind of like be pointing my fingers at the boys who had done me wrong in the audience. I don't know. So it's definitely something that I guess I've been improving at slowly.
At times, what I'll do, like, let's just take that Beyonce tune. Beyonce is known for having a strut, a walk. And so, Phoebe, remember at times, I'd go on stage and I'd walk with them. I go, this is the way Beyonce walk. And you can't see me, but I'd do the walk if you could see me. But yeah, I mean, part of the things we try to show them is not just about hitting notes, but it's about giving a performance that takes into consideration physicality and presence and that you can make the song. And Phoebe's right. This year, totally different performer. She did. She looked at folks and she gave attitude, even if it was the wiggling of her finger and, mm-hmm. and looking at people. And that's another thing that we try to have people that participate in Idol, is to learn that there's more aspects that go into a good performance other than hitting notes.
Right. Does only the audience who's there at Spalding get to vote, or can we vote online, or what's the story there?
Only the audience. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason, and we're looking at that, because part of the challenge that we have is, like, the show, I think, is virtually sold out, if not. But we do have an overflow. But we want to reserve the voting for the people who are in the actual space, because to actually be in the space, to feel the energy, and also just the whole, everything about it, it's different in the space.
You're going to have international monitors, you know, taking a look at the vote, just making sure that everything's
done. We have a system that we think is pretty tight and pretty fast, because we announced the results that same night.
Whoa,
yeah,
it's a big night.
It's a big night.
Yeah, I was on campus last week and saw signs everywhere. It sounds like the buzz is really up for it.
I think so. Yeah. It's almost as if there's going to be like a Kiki or something.
So just one quick question. Who are the judges? Is there the acid-tongued Simon Cowell, or are the judges pretty good with you guys?
You know, I don't believe. I know that for Idols that, you know, you have Simon and he does that. We don't make all of our comments be sugar-coated, but we also make sure they're constructive. And there's a point in time that it'd be different if these contestants, you know, at the final round, what I try to tell the judges to do is, on the first round, I think it's fair to say, hey, great job, just something to think about for your next round, blah, blah, blah. But I never want contestants to walk away from it feeling that they've been through the ringer. So that energy's not there, and we don't need it. And the audience, I won't say it's a love fest, but it's positive.
Walt Cunningham is the producer and music director for Dartmouth Idol. Walt, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Phoebe Bodartha, good luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And Nathaniel Graves, also a contestant for Dartmouth Idol, will be performing at the finals tomorrow night. Nathaniel, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We have more details on Dartmouth Idol. The show is, as we heard, is probably going to be sold out, but make sure you get lined up for next year at wordofmouthradio.org.